All right, welcome to another deep dive, everyone. Today we're tackling one of the biggest mysteries in, well, I guess you could say modern history, the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. We've got excerpts from the Wikipedia article on MH370. And, well, our mission is to kind of, cut through the noise and get to the most fascinating parts of this story.
Yeah, it's one that just never seems to go away, does it?
Right. It's like one of those things that you hear about it and you're like, how is that even possible?
Exactly. It's like a puzzle with some pieces missing.
So let's set the scene for everyone. March 8th, 2014, Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. It was a Boeing 777-200ER. Takes off from Kuala Lumpur, headed for Beijing, 239 souls on board, 227 passengers, 12 crew members. And tragically, all presumed lost.
It's, the single deadliest aircraft disappearance ever, which is, I mean, that's just mind-blowing, right?
Absolutely. And it sparked the most expensive search in aviation history. I mean, talk about pressure right from the start.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, and the details of how it disappeared only make it more baffling.
Right. So fill us in. What happened?
Well, the flight took off like any other routine, no problems. And the crew, they made their last contact with air traffic control about 38 minutes after takeoff. And then, poof. Gone from secondary radar.
So you're thinking, okay, maybe just a technical glitch.
You'd think, right. But here's where things get weird. Malaysian military radar. They actually tracked the plane for another full hour.
Another hour. So it was still flying.
It was. And get this. It changed direction. It veered sharply to the west, crossed right over the Malay Peninsula, and then just vanished over the Andaman Sea.
So the plane went rogue. Like, that's not exactly your typical route for a hijacking or a sudden, engine failure.
Nope. It's one of the things that makes this case so strange. Right away, it makes you think, was this deliberate or was it something else entirely?
Okay, so we've got a ghost plane flying off course with no obvious explanation. What happens next?
Well, this is where it gets even more unbelievable. You see, this plane, it had a system that would automatically send signals to a satellite.
So even though it was off radar, it was still talking.
In a way, yeah. It was sending out these pings or handshakes with the satellite, and they continued for hours.
For hours after they lost contact.
Hours. And you want to know the craziest part? These signals placed the plane in the southern Indian Ocean.
The southern Indian Ocean. That's nowhere near its original route.
Exactly. Thousands of miles off course.
So this thing was flying for hours after they thought it was down? Talk about finding a needle in a haystack.
It was a huge development, but it also opened up a whole new set of questions. I mean, it narrowed down the search area, but we're talking about a massive area of ocean.
Okay, so that brings us to the debris, right? I remember when they started finding pieces of the plane washing up on shore.
Right, yeah. That was a major turning point because it finally gave us some physical evidence.
So what did they find?
Well, in 2015, a part of the plane's wing called a flaperon washed ashore on Reunion Island.
Reunion Island, where's that?
It's an island in the Indian Ocean. Thousands of kilometers from where they thought the plane went down.
Wow. So how do they know for sure that this piece was from MH370?
Well, luckily, a flaperon has these unique markings and serial numbers on it, and they were able to match it perfectly to MH370. And using ocean current modeling and drift patterns, they were able to kind of backtrack and pinpoint a more specific area in the southern Indian Ocean where the plane most likely went down.
So after all that searching, they found the crash site, right? End of story.
You'd think, right. But unfortunately, no. Despite all this evidence and years of investigation, the official report is still inconclusive.
You're kidding. So even with all this, we still don't know what happened.
Nope. We have a lot of theories. Pilot suicide, mechanical failure, hijacking. Even the possibility that it made a sudden, very steep descent into the ocean. But nothing conclusive.
Wow. So we're left with a big question mark. That's got to be incredibly frustrating for everyone involved, especially the families.
Oh, absolutely. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many other aspects of this case that make it truly compelling. The ripple effects this event had on the aviation industry, the public's reaction, the cultural impact. It's really a story that keeps unfolding even all these years later.
Okay, I'm hooked. We're going to need a lot more unpacking to even scratch the surface of this. Stick with us as we dive deeper into the theories behind MH370's disappearance right after this.
It's almost like they wanted it to just vanish without a trace.
Yeah, pretty eerie. So let's dig into some of the theories about what happened to MH370. I think the one that always creeps me out is the pilot suicide theory.
It's definitely a disturbing thought. The idea that one of the pilots intentionally flew the plane off course, I mean, it's unsettling. But it's a theory that has to be considered given the flight path.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to ignore. So what kind of evidence did investigators look at when they were exploring this theory?
Well, they really went deep into the pilots' lives. Looking for any possible motive, like financial troubles, mental health issues, any signs of radicalization, anything really. And the official report, well, didn't find any red flags.
So nothing like a suicide note or any clear indication that this was intentional.
Exactly. It's a theory that hinges on the idea that someone with serious aviation expertise had to be behind that deviation. But without any concrete evidence of a motive, it's just speculation.
Okay, so pilot suicide is a possibility, but not a slam dunk. What about external forces? Could MH370 have been hijacked?
Hijacking was another theory that they looked into very carefully. And, it makes sense to consider it. Hijackings are unfortunately a real thing in aviation history. But here's the thing. Hijackers usually want something. They make demands. They have an objective, whether it's political or financial or ideological.
Right, they want to make a statement or go somewhere specific.
Exactly. But with MH370, there was silence. Nothing. No communication, no demands, no one claiming responsibility. And that lack of typical hijacking behavior makes it a very difficult theory to support.
Okay, so we've got a hijacking with no hijacker and a possible suicide with no note. It feels like we're going in circles. Let's talk about the plane itself. Could a catastrophic mechanical failure have caused this?
Mechanical failure is always a possibility when you're investigating an incident like this. Planes are complex machines, things can go wrong. But investigators looked very closely at the plane's maintenance records, and they didn't find any evidence of pre-existing issues that could explain the disappearance.
So the plane was in good shape.
As far as we know, yes. And it's important to remember that the Boeing 7777 has a really good safety record. These planes are designed with multiple redundant systems specifically to prevent catastrophic failures.
So if we rule out pilot suicide, hijacking, and a major mechanical issue, what are we left with? It feels like we've hit a wall.
It does, doesn't it? And that's part of what makes this case so intriguing, that lack of a clear answer has created a space for all kinds of alternative theories to pop up, some more plausible than others.
Oh, this is where it gets interesting. Lay it on me. What are some of these alternative theories?
Well, one that's gained a lot of attention, especially online, is the cyber attack theory.
A cyber attack? You mean like someone hacked into the plane's systems and took control remotely?
Exactly, that's the idea. That someone remotely took over the plane and steered it off course.
Wait a minute. You're saying someone could hack into a plane from thousands of miles away and just take over? That sounds like a movie plot.
It does, doesn't it? And while it's technically possible to access certain aircraft systems remotely, taking complete control of a modern airliner, especially a Boeing 777 during flight, that's a whole other level of complexity. It would require insane expertise and access to some very sensitive systems.
So we're talking nation-state level hacking capabilities.
Potentially. But again, there's no evidence to support this theory. No one has claimed responsibility, no digital fingerprints, nothing concrete. It's a fascinating idea, but still very speculative.
Okay, so cyber attack is on the table, but still a long shot. What else have people come up with?
Another theory that's been floating around is the idea of a deliberate diversion to a secret location.
A secret location, like a hidden airstrip or a secret base somewhere.
Right. It's like the plane was intentionally flown to a place where it wouldn't be found. Those who subscribe to this theory often point to the very precise flight path suggested by the satellite data. They argue that it indicates a level of planning and knowledge that wouldn't be possible in a random event.
But like the other theories, we're missing that key piece of evidence, right?
You got it. There's no proof to back this up. No one has come forward with information about a secret location, and intelligence agencies haven't confirmed anything like this.
So we're left with a lot of what ifs and maybes. It's got to be incredibly frustrating for everyone involved, especially the families of those on board.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine not knowing what happened to your loved ones, having no closure, no definitive answers. It's a heavy burden to carry.
It's heartbreaking. And it makes this tragedy even more difficult to process. It's easy to get caught up in all the theories and technical details, but it's important to remember that behind all of this, there are real people who have been deeply affected by this event.
You're absolutely right. These weren't just passengers on a plane. They were individuals with families, friends, lives, and dreams.
And their stories are now forever intertwined with the mystery of MH370. And speaking of stories, this event had a huge impact on the world, both in the immediate aftermath and in the years that followed. It wasn't just an aviation incident, it became a global phenomenon. Let's talk about that next.
Yeah, it really did, didn't it? I mean, it was everywhere. You couldn't escape it.
It dominated the news cycle for months.
Yeah.
And for good reason, I think. It tapped into this primal fear we all have, you know, the fear of the unknown.
Oh, totally. It was like this stark reminder that even with all our technology and advancements, some things are just beyond our control. So what was the immediate reaction like from the world? I mean,
well, there was this initial wave of just pure shock and disbelief. You know, a massive passenger jet just vanishes. It seemed impossible. And then, of course, there was an outpouring of sympathy for the families of those on board. Mm. Everyone was just desperate for answers.
And that desperation fueled a media frenzy, right? Oh, absolutely. It was nonstop coverage for weeks. Every news outlet was dissecting every detail, every possible theory. It became this global obsession, like we were all trying to solve this massive, tragic puzzle.
And as time went on and the search continued with no real breakthroughs, that initial shock and hope started to turn into something else, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. The mood shifted. There was a growing sense of frustration and even anger directed at the Malaysian government.
Right. There were accusations that they weren't being transparent, that they weren't doing enough to find the plane.
Exactly. And you can understand why the families felt that way. They were clinging to any shred of hope, any sign of progress. But beyond the immediate political fallout, MH370 had this much broader impact. It sparked a really important conversation about aviation safety, about the vulnerabilities of our global transportation systems.
It's like it exposed these weaknesses that we didn't even know existed.
Exactly. MH370 forced the aviation industry to take a long, hard look in the mirror. Yeah. And ask some tough questions like, were we relying on outdated tracking technology? Were our black boxes inadequate?
So it wasn't just about finding this one plane. It was about preventing something like this from ever happening again.
Yeah.
And did those questions lead to any real change?
They did. In fact, MH370 became this catalyst for some significant advancements in aviation safety. One of the biggest changes was the push for improved aircraft tracking. Before, MH370 planes weren't required to report their position that often, especially over remote areas like oceans.
So those hourly handshakes with the satellites left these huge gaps in the data, making it much harder to retrace a plane's path if something went wrong.
Exactly. So after MH370, international aviation organizations mandated more frequent position reporting. Now planes have to transmit their location at least every 15 minutes, even over oceans.
That's a big improvement. It's like closing those gaps in the breadcrumb trail, so to speak.
Yeah.
And what about the black boxes themselves? Were there any changes made to those?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They realized that those traditional black boxes, while super durable, had some serious limitations when it came to battery life and data storage. And remember, in the case of MH370, those limitations made it really tough to find the wreckage and get to that crucial data.
So they essentially gave the black boxes an upgrade.
You could say that they focused on longer-lasting batteries in the underwater locator beacons, giving search teams more time to pick up those signals if a recorder is submerged. And they increased the data storage capacity, so more flight parameters could be recorded and for a longer period of time.
So even though the mystery of MH370 is still unsolved, it did have this lasting impact on how we approach aviation safety.
Absolutely. It's a tragic reminder that sometimes it takes a devastating event to push for these necessary improvements. But it also speaks to our resilience as humans, you know, our ability to learn from these tragedies and work towards a safer future.
It's almost like MH370 became this shared experience, this story that brought the world together, not just in grief and confusion, but also in this collective effort to learn and make things better.
I think that's a really powerful way to look at it. And it speaks to why this story continues to resonate with people. Even though we may never have all the answers, MH370 still sparks our curiosity. It challenges us to think differently about the world. And it reminds us that there are still mysteries out there waiting to be unraveled.
And it reminds us of the human stories at the heart of this event. The passengers, the crew, their families, their lives are forever intertwined with the mystery of MH370. And it's so important that we never forget them.
Well said. For anyone listening who wants to delve deeper into those stories, the evidence, or learn more about the ongoing search for answers, we've included some links in this episode's description to official reports, documentaries, and other resources.
MH370 may always be an enigma, but it's an enigma that's taught us some profound lessons about aviation safety, the limits of our knowledge, and the enduring power of the human spirit, our need to search for meaning, even in the face of the unknown.
It reminds us that some questions may never have definitive answers, but that the pursuit of understanding the journey of exploration, that's where the real value lies.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of MH370. We'll be back soon with another fascinating story. Until then, stay curious, keep questioning, and never stop exploring the mysteries that surround us.